位观众大家好，欢迎收看澳洲广角，我是凌云。上一个周末，世界各地都有民众在同时庆祝两个重要的节日，一个是母亲节，一个是世界法轮大法日。这两个节日在今年刚好发生在同一天。今天我们的节目就为您报道澳洲民众是怎么度过这两个世界性的节日的。在此之前呢，我们先带您去看另几个有趣的节日和活动，比如国际不节食日以及颇具澳洲特色的小动物农场等等，敬请收看。在营养过剩及肥胖症日益严重的今天，也有人为了追求所谓骨感美而过度节食，以致影响健康，甚至有时装模特因节食过度而饿死的悲剧发生。在这样的情况下，设立一个国际不节食日就显得十分必要了。
5月6日是国际不节食日，在澳洲墨尔本的联邦广场，由基督教女青年会举办了一个别开生面的吃蛋糕活动。
Celebrating everybody for the unique bodies that they have and about not engaging in harmful dieting. So please come along and have a cupcake. There's plenty over the back here. Thank you.
主办者向人们，尤其是12岁到16岁的女孩子们免费赠送蛋糕，并向他们宣扬均衡饮食以保持身体健康的主张。
Do I eat too much? Is my bum too lumpy?
由于物质发达，营养过剩，肥胖症已成为当今西方社会的常见病，于是减肥运动成了风尚。人们，尤其是很多爱美的年轻妇女，为了保持身材苗条，则毫无必要甚至不择手段地盲目减肥，其中主要的手段是节食。据最近调查结果显示，澳大利亚进行节食的年轻妇女中有 70% 为15岁左右的少女，他们正处于发育成长的阶段，这种盲目的节食造成严重营养不良，正在损害着他们的健康。这种现象引起了人们的重视，为此人们于2002年发起了一个旨在反对病态节食、提倡正常饮食、保持营养均衡以促进健康的国际性运动，并将每年的5月6日定为国际不节食日。
Victoria Federation Square is launching their Eat Cake campaign, which is a part of International No Diet Day. So the message that we're sending to particularly young women today is to eat cake as part of a balanced diet and to don't engage into harmful dieting. It's been fantastic. I mean, you can see there's crowds behind us as we speak and lots of people were engaging today and grabbing a cupcake but also taking the message away with them. So we're really pleased with the way it went and we thank everybody for coming.
随着全球经济一体化的发展，怎样保护发展中国家的产品制造者利益的问题也引起越来越多的关注。为此，公平贸易运动在澳洲举行全国性活动，呼吁保障贫穷国家的生产者的利益。
公平贸易协会目前正在澳洲进行巡回展出，旨在通过一系列的展览和教育性的资料让人们了解到，现在世界上最贫穷的49个国家所占的世界贸易额只有 0.5% 这一事实，而正在迅速发展的国际公平贸易运动正致力于改变这种局面。5月10日的悉尼展出是这次活动的一部分。许多人可能不知道，不论在世界上哪个国家购买茶叶、咖啡、巧克力或大米，都有可能对第三世界的农民造成直接和正面的影响。公平贸易运动是上世纪80年代由欧洲开始的，公平贸易的产品现在在许多超市都有出售，同时也得到各级政府的支持。为了保证贫困国家的生产者能得到一个公平的价格，农户们在买卖双方之间共同协商出一个互相能接受的价格。
We are very well benefit from fair trade since growing coffee. We need to have security about the price of the coffee 3 years after we plant. If we plant today, we have to wait for 3 years to have the first crop. In the normal or conventional market, the price goes up and down. The fair trade gives us a security of a minimum floor price. And with that minimum price, we are not only able to pay the cost of producing coffee, but we are also able to invest in the health, in the education of our family, in improving the community situation since the cooperative.
去年澳洲和新西兰的公平贸易产品的销售额达到650万澳元，产品种类也从26种上升到100多种。
It's really in its infancy in the Australian market compared to say the UK, where you know it's worth I think something like 500 million sterling a year now. So it's really worth quite a lot, and it's really quite mass market now. Hopefully, I mean it's very early days here. Hopefully, in another 3 to 5 years, the same thing will happen here. And if we can do anything to assist in that, then that's where our role fits in.
这些项目与其他项目一样，帮助东帝汶、秘鲁、越南、印度、老挝、柬埔寨、孟加拉和南非的社区。
To help to encourage producers to do it the right way and get and build the proper relationships. It's a development tool and we want it to work. We're not in a hurry to knock people out. It's more about pushing them in the right direction.
自从1914年美国国会通过决议案将母亲节定为全美国的节日，并促进人们公开表示我们对母亲的敬爱后，世界各地相继效仿。每年五月份的第二个星期日就这样成了国际母亲节。在澳洲，人们有侍奉母亲在床上吃早餐的风俗，但许多澳大利亚母亲却放弃这个风俗，转而采用其他方式来庆祝节日。
五月十三日是母亲节，在五月份盛开的康乃馨代表了母亲伟大无私的爱，也成为许多人送给母亲的首选礼物。当然，也有很多人选择甜品来表达对母亲的敬爱。
Solid chocolate hearts with rocky roads, which are very special, and we've got messages for mum as well, also in solid chocolate.
有许多商店也配合母亲节，在香水、厨房器皿等商品上做出许多特卖活动。
I didn't buy my mother anything, but I took her out for lunch.
Well, I got her pajamas. Yeah. Well, I can't tell what I got her because it's a secret.
Today it's Mother's Day here in Sydney, and we're having breakfast together for Mother's Day.
这位母亲受到儿子和孙子的邀请，一起共进早餐。孙女暂时不愿透露礼物的详情。
It's a secret. Well, she'll find out in an hour or so.
除了送礼物，请母亲吃饭，在澳洲各地。人们还用许多特别的方式来庆祝母亲的节日。在悉尼，有很多人用种树的方式来纪念已经去世的母亲。
It's for the trees for mom. It's a opportunity to plant a tree for deceased parents. It's a free of service operation that we saw and advertised. So it's pretty much just to commemorate deceased parents, especially your mothers, on Mother's Day in Australia.
而在墨尔本，有20,000多人参加了一年一度的母亲节行走活动，为澳大利亚的乳腺癌研究中心捐款。
Alan, there you go. Congratulations, Team Alan. Well done. Thank you.
行走路线全长8公里，这一活动开展已经有10年了。
Before today, we had raised $2.7 million for $2.4 million for breast cancer research, and we expect that that'll go over $3 million now today.
据介绍，全澳洲共有45,000人参加了行走捐款活动。这里到处可见的是粉红色的预防乳腺癌的标志色。每位参加者在行走结束后可以得到一个粉红色的礼品袋， 那是由商家赞助的礼品。
We got, well, we got water, which is very important, of course, to keep us hydrated. Healthy food, Kellogg's. Oh, and the best thing of all, we got some chockies too, to enjoy at the end.
Okay. 这位母亲要求她的儿女们一起参加行走活动。
So each year we come and do this for Mother's Day. That's what I ask for my present for Mother's Day. We love to come in here.
在昆士兰，慈辉妇女联合会举办庆祝母亲节的活动，则向人们展示了母亲们的巧手制作。
这样就刚好完成了。这样，然后我们这样再给它分颜色。
你给它秀给他。
这些才艺展品包括折纸、串珠、手工艺、绒线制品等等。年纪在75岁以上的母亲们还收到了由台北经济文化办事处田中光处长夫人送出的特别礼物。
我们祝你们永远身体健康。
台湾客家会还应邀表演了现代舞话剧以及吉他演唱等。
此时才知道我让你受尽了煎熬，我知道妈妈你的爱是无私真心为我好，也知道妈妈你的爱是永远都不变掉，给我信心支持我向前跑，给我怀抱。
田处长也为在场的母亲们献上了一首《台北的天空》。慈济人文学校还特别举办了母亲节感恩日活动，学生们装扮成妈妈的走秀，让所有在场的人感受到妈妈的辛苦以及孩子们对母亲的敬爱。
活泼可爱的小动物总是备受孩子们的喜爱，在澳大利亚这个农牧业大国的节庆活动中，能经常看到一些为孩子们准备的小小型农场，孩子们可以在这里与小动物们亲密接触，尽情享受大自然带来的乐趣。
距离澳大利亚墨尔本2小时车程的班利狗市的复活节庆典，是澳洲历史最悠久的节日庆典。世界上最长的中国舞龙，服饰多样的游行队伍，街道两旁夹道欢迎的人群，使得节日的气氛非常浓厚。在为期数天的节庆中，有一个让孩子们乐不思蜀的小天地，那就是达瑞尔的移动小动物农场。在这里，孩子们可以与许多可爱的小动物一起玩耍，通过认识动物，了解它们的习性，培养孩子主动观察和探索自然奥秘的兴趣，同时丰富孩子们的常识知识和发展其观察理解能力。小动物农场的主人向我们介绍说，他做这一行已经7年了。他们的农场距离班迪戈有1个小时的车程。他们来这里参加活动，希望小动物们可以在提供娱乐的同时，也寓教于乐。在这里，孩子们还可以亲自喂养小动物。 看看这些小猪，它们每天要喝3次500毫升的牛奶。小猪最喜欢有人帮它挠痒痒，看看这头，惬意的好像躺在了天堂里一样。调皮的猪仔总要去招惹比他大好几倍的小牛犊，好在小牛犊虽然个子大，但绝不恃强凌弱，最多爬起来拍拍屁股走人，绝不会冲打扰了他休息的淘气的小猪发脾气。这里的鸽子很特别，长有好像孔雀羽毛一样的扇形尾巴，展开的时候十分美丽，随着风的节奏轻轻舞动，看起来还蛮有风度呢。这只小鹿是移民后裔，它的祖辈是从国外引进澳大利亚的。这里还有澳大利亚特有的小型袋鼠，这只小袋鼠今年已经3岁了。袋鼠是澳大利亚特有物种，也是濒临灭绝的保护物种，只有拥有特殊执照才能饲养。像这种通体雪白的小袋鼠是十分罕见的品种。这只是最初在昆士兰省发现的彩虹鹦鹉，在昆省的公园里人工喂养的就有成百上千只。这一只有点特殊，特别喜欢吃水果，吃起苹果来津津有味的。他喜欢踩在主人的头上，站得高高的，一高兴还会给观众们来个倒立表演。小动物农场给喜欢动物的孩子们一份全新的惊喜，在揭开动物世界的秘密的同时，各种不同种类动物间和平共处的模式，也启示着孩子们拥有包容和理解的重要。
1992年5月13日，首期法轮功学习班在吉林省长春市开办。法轮功创始人李洪志先生第一次面向社会传授法轮功，参加那期学习班的人数只有180左右。经过99年之前的7年弘法，以及99年之后的近8年的迫害和反迫害，法轮功已传到近100个国家。到今天，人们开始说，法轮功创造了奇迹，法轮功是未来中国的希望。
5月13日，近1000名法轮功修炼者云集悉尼市政厅广场，庆祝活动以声势浩大的游行队伍拉开序幕。 中午11点整，悉尼市中心最繁华的主干线乔治大街从市政厅到唐人街路段全面封车，为游行队伍敞开绿灯。据活动主办者介绍，每年5月的法轮大法日封路大游行已经获得悉尼市政府和警察的批准，已成为一个每年悉尼市的固定节日庆祝活动。
I'm Jonathan Solomon and I've coordinated today's parade for World Falun Dafa Day Parade. All the authorities in Sydney, the Sydney Council, the Sydney Buses, the City of Sydney Police, have all coordinated to make Falun Dafa welcome in the City of Sydney. And they have waived all their fees, including the Sydney Harbour Foreshore Authority,St Andrew's Church here in Sydney Square are allowing us to be here. This is really a great day for Sydney.
法轮功是一种佛家修炼方法，自李洪志先生在中国创立以来，已经走过了15个年头，曾一度成为中国大陆最大的民间团体。修炼者们普遍认为法轮功为他们带来了好处。
我是新闻学生，来学历科技大学。我6年前开始学法轮功，对我身体很好，思想就很快就变成很安静。因为我开始学法轮功以后，我就对中国的文化跟历史很有兴趣，所以就开始学中文。我觉得学中文是，如果我要了解中国的文化跟历史，学中文应该是最好的办法吧。
Before I started practicing Falun Gong, I was very depressed all the time and just very lost. And then one day I learnt Falun Gong and I learnt the truth and I felt a feeling that I'd never felt before in my heart. I felt very happy and all my depression and all the bad feelings just went away from me.
99年7月之后，法轮功在中国大陆遭到中共的全面禁止。而坚持修炼不愿意放弃信仰的法轮功学员则受到严厉打压和残酷迫害。据法轮功网站明慧网的记录，8年来至少有3000多名法轮功学员被迫害致死。持续不断的迫害使得法轮功团体也已成为世界关注的人权抗争的聚焦点。游行队伍从市政厅广场出发，沿乔治大街经唐人街到娱乐中心门口结束。随后法轮功学员举行了全整天的庆祝活动，其中包括图片展以及文艺演出等。与此同时，澳洲其他的城市也有相应的庆祝活动。布里斯本的庆祝活动吸引了政府官员的到场。
Here today to represent Senator Andrew Bartlett. Parliament is currently sitting in Canberra, so he sends his apologies and his congratulations on 15 years of Falun Dafa.
他们以一系列的演出表达了对大法日的祝福。墨尔本的庆祝活动在市中心的露天广场上进行，除演出外还有功法演示。
I started practicing Falun Gong in 2005 in March, and prior to that, I was really into martial arts, and I practiced a few martial arts and I really was into Thai boxing, which is also called Muay Thai. One day my friend introduced to me Falun Gong and I picked up the book, you know, and I studied it. Actually I downloaded it off the internet for free and I started reading that and I just found it, it was amazing, you know. I was reading it as just the teachings were really comprehensive and profound. Like, it just covered a whole heap of stuff about life, the human body, the universe, and just they're all the things I'm really interested in. And I was really touched by Falun Gong, you see, and it's just, I mean, there's teachings and there's also the exercises. I do the meditation, I do the standing exercises, and I just do them every morning at 5 a.m. and I really enjoy doing those. That's helped me physically and mentally and spiritually, and just in my day-to-day life, no matter if it's my, I've got a really good sense of well-being. I mean, I'm going to school, I'm studying Chinese as well, and just I just picked up my studies a lot, and I feel really great. Just everything I do, it's benefited.
今年的5月13日是第八届世界法轮大法日，同时也是法轮功创始人李洪志先生56岁华诞。
好，观众朋友，这次的澳洲广角节目就到这里了，我们下次节目时间再见。